Heal thyself. Key 3. Clean up our act. Vibrant, healthy life and energy requires cleaning up our act. We must clean our body, thoughts, heart, the places in which we spend our time, and the company we keep. Step 1. Stop voluntarily ingesting poisons. We are all exposed to toxins daily in air, water, and electromagnetic fields we cannot avoid, but many toxins are avoidable. Most food products in stores are not healthy for the human body. Read the labels. Find out what everything really is. The more a natural food is processed, the less likely it is to be beneficial and the more likely it is to be toxic. For example, there are over 30 alternate terms for sugar, which is addictive and toxic in quantity. Olive oil, unless it is labeled as organic, can legally contain a majority of other oils, which might be harmful and don't have to be disclosed on the label if it's imported. Alcohol is known to be poisonous, yet most people voluntarily drink it. Find other ways to relax, enjoy, socialize, and eliminate fear and anxiety. Make changes judiciously. Allow time for the body to eliminate its poisons. This process is often quite uncomfortable and can last for many months, but vibrant health and life energy can only exist when the body is not toxic. Our bodies are natural, of nature, and nature has remedies for everything. The closer we live to nature and follow natural procedures, the easier it is for our bodies to support us with vibrant health and vitality. Step 2. Withdraw from addictions. Do it judiciously. Find healthful alternatives to whatever feeling one was deriving from the addictive substance or activity. Electronic devices, apps, and games often cause release of dopamine, which is addictive. Allow time for the body to change its many biochemical pathways. This process is always uncomfortable for a time. Withdrawing from sugar, for example, typically takes 3 months. When one no longer feels a desire or attraction for the addiction, the body is on its way to health and vitality. It is important to continue to refrain from the substance completely in the future. Step 3. Stop parasitic behavior. If we steal the energy and labor of others, we cannot stop others from stealing our own, and we will not be able to regain or maintain our life energy and vitality. This means not accepting interest. Interest necessarily steals from the poor by design. This also means not gambling, which includes speculation of all kinds, as they all attempt to derive gain without producing value, which necessarily impoverishes people who do labor to produce value. If one is unable to earn and is dependent on interest or other unearned income, one must, of course, continue to accept it. This also means not helping or participating in other people's schemes to steal or plunder. If one is employed by a company, this means finding out who really owns the company, who the principals are, what the company is really doing, and what its real agenda is, not just what it claims. Depending on the answers, this might mean changing jobs or starting one's own business. Step 4. Stop deceitful behavior. If we are living in deceit, we can be easily deceived. Vibrant health and life energy spring from truth and thrive in truth. Nature and truth are inseparable. Deceit blocks the natural flow of life energy and hampers our health. Step 5. Think good, will good, relax. When we will good for the rest of the world, Goodwill arrives to us from the universe, and we are able to take it in. In addition to eliminating diseases of the heart, we can actively forgive and leave retribution for personal harms to the universe. Public harm must be addressed by society. We can have general goodwill for all and put it into action, especially for our family and communities. We can take bean counting and scorekeeping less seriously and focus more on life and flow. Step 6. Choose locations wisely. We are affected by everything in our environments, physically and mentally. Some physical environments are toxic to us physically. Some human environments, such as predatory or deceitful companies, organizations, or governments, are toxic to us mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. All toxicity affects our health. Step 7. Choose people wisely. We are affected by everyone with whom we interact. Some people are actually toxic. However much we like someone, if he or she brings us down in any way, we need to limit our interaction. We cannot make decisions for other people, and we cannot carry them for prolonged periods. We are directly and strongly affected by anyone with whom we are physically intimate because there is a blending of the energies of the bodies and minds. When the root energy opens, we absorb readily. The more we clean up our act, physically and mentally, the more we are naturally attracted to what is healthy for us, and the more accurate we become about what our body and mind need. This clarity leads to better and better health.